days after the time change. Some people will come in about 55 minutes. We have an interesting meeting this morning. So we'll get to it as soon as there are announcements. One announcement is that 2 weeks from today, in the evening, there will be a congregational meeting to continue a discussion about the prairie site, so-called. Is Charles Davidson here? He was here a minute ago. Charles? Where is Charles? Oh, well, maybe he'll be here in a minute. Until he comes, I'd like to say that I want some witnesses to these beer cans next year when the auditors go through my income tax and wonder why we have spent $1,000, you know, gift to the prairie and going to the Yosemite National Park. We'll say it was to get John Briggs these beer cans, which you can't get locally. So, do it. Charles Davidson has an announcement about a report that's being prepared for the congregation about the prairie site.
Well, the only announcement is that the story is being to be published in Prairie Fire, trying to give enough of the background of the issue that came up for the parish meeting last month, so that we will hopefully be a little more informed, have a better appreciation of what are the issues at stake and what are the questions we want to ask when we come to the next parish meeting.
Thank you.
Anybody who has any articles for the Prairie Fire should either tell me before the end of the meeting or get them into Barbara Willard by this evening.
Concerns the Prairie Fire. Are there other announcements?
No, she's not.
Beth?
Every washer for today, and somebody should make coffee at
the grill. Coffee washer for today, and to make and wash coffee when?
To make and wash for next week.
Make and wash coffee next week.
Volunteer by doing it. You can also sign the little sheet on the bottom at the landing on the statement.
Are there further announcements? Oh, Pat Watkins has it.
Are going to have Ron Klein here? I can see them, so maybe I can say something. The theater party is tonight. I don't know the time of it. Those of you who are involved, I'm sure know what time it is. But there was some problem about people getting money in for their tickets. And Prairie had a table reserved for 16 people. And the last I heard from the theater on Thursday was that they had not received the money from either quite a few of those people or all of the, I don't know really what it was, but because Linda's the one that's really in charge. But if any of you are going to the theater party and have not sent in your money and are wondering whether you can pay at the door or something like that, maybe you can see me after the service so we can sort of straighten that out.
Thank you, Pat. Any further announcements? Our lay minister this week.
It's a team. One of the rituals that we participate in this country is the seasonal and recurrent ritual of getting together to vote and getting together to make decisions about what we're going to do politically. It's a form of community that is very important, and this week and next week we're going to be working to understand how we make decisions better. Maybe following what Aristotle says, that life is not a quality, but a mode of action. And which you all, we're going to start with music, so would you, no, you're second. Rise and sing. Rousingly number 54. four, once to every one, and they...
Participation song in the chorus part. And it's kind of like the Baltimore Fire thing, but it's a one-word thing. This is a song about garbage, which you might... And your job is to say, no, not to shout, but to say, announce, garbage. Try it.
Garbage!
And you don't just say it once, you say it three times. And there's a, you can say it not in strict meter, but in random meter. And some of you should try saying garbage as if you were merely reporting a fact, and then others should say it as if you were seeking to criticize. So, those of you who are planning on simply reporting a fact, garbage, try it now. Garbage.
Garbage.
And those of you who are seeking to criticize, try it.
Garbage!
That's good, that's good. And it's three random times. I heard this song about 6 years ago in San Diego, and I've been delighted. I never had a chance to do it before. I didn't have the words before it was done. Let's see, the chorus would go. Mr. Thompson calls the waiter, orders steak and baked potato, leaves the bone and gristle, and never eats the skin. The busboy takes it with the cough, contaminates it, puts it in a can with coffee, grounds in sardine. Garbage. starts his Cadillac, winds it up the freeway track, leaving friends and neighbors in a hydrocarbon haze. He's joined by lots of other cars, sending gases to the stars, there to form a seething cloud that hangs for 30 days. While the sun looks down in the sky with his ultraviolet tongue, then it turns to smog and settles down and ends up in our lungs. Garbage, filling up our lungs with garbage. What will we do when there's no place left to put all the garbage? Getting home and taking off his shoes, he listens to the evening news while kids do homework with the TV in one ear, while Superman for a thousandth time conquers crime, sells sexy dolls and conquers crime. They dutifully learn the date of birth of Paul Revere. In the paper there's a piece about the mayor's middle name, and he gets it done in time to watch the all-star bingo game. Garbage, filling up our heads with garbage. What will we do when there's nothing left to hear, nothing left to read, and nothing left to wear, nothing left to eat?
Local chairperson of the Sterling City chapter of the Sierra Club, and she will be meeting with any interested people over there. If you are not otherwise identified in this simulation and would like to consider yourself as such, please feel free to be a member of the Sterling City Sierra Club chapter. I think that is one more announcement I want to make. This simulation today will continue until, what is it, 11:15? Is that our time? Next week, we're going to be having a panel discussion and a group discussion of some of the issues raised by this discussion, and also some other issues that one or two people in the congregation would like to have discussed. We will not be out enough today to do a kind of wrap-up, but I regard a wrap-up or a reflective thought about the simulation as very, very important. So I want to put in a special urge, a special plea, for as many of you who possibly can do so to come again next week for the purpose of looking back on it all. I don't think you'll get the full benefit from the experience unless you're also here next time. I have two roles that are not at this moment defined or have been given out. I don't know if these were given and the people had to come or if they weren't given out. Two people. One is a city council person. These are undesignated roles. You can find yourself. May I have a volunteer for that, please? Mary Lou?
Volunteer? Try to get someone else. I'm being the FBI taping the meeting.
All right, okay. Beth, city council person, and state senator. Charlie. Okay. Are there any questions about the way we're going to proceed? Yes.
I don't think I'm going to be free next week. I didn't realize this was a 2-week thing.
It's okay.
Maybe I should give up my position.
I'm only asking you to be here. You can't be here.
Well, I'm supposed to be the congressman. Maybe somebody else should take my part.
No, I think it's all right. I don't think there's any problem.
The parts aren't going to be played this week, is that right?
That's right.
It's going to be a discussion of these.
It's going to be a discussion of the general appointments, the significance of the simulation. So if you're not here, you're not here. That doesn't mean you can change.
If they're off junketing, so much the better. We can talk about it.
We will be gathering back here from time to time in the next few minutes. So with that, as an announcement preliminary, I would like to ask Abraham Horvath and Mr. Bidmore and Mr. Shuttlecock come up, and I believe they have announcements to make.
The Army Corps of Engineers and field representative. We're not here today to discuss the proposal which has been submitted by the Sterling City Chamber of Commerce for a high dam on the Okmulgee River. I have here a brief description of the project, which I will ask you to pass out among yourselves.
For those of you who don't know us already, I will reintroduce myself. I'm Abraham Horvath, a large farmer in the network. Now, next to me is Charles Bidmore, the chair of the Sterling City Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to our town meeting.
Would you like to read it out loud?
I think that he's reading. This dam, which has been proposed by the Chamber of Commerce, it's a high dam on the river at a site several miles upstream from here. It will create a lake of several thousand acres, which will go back about 8 miles from the dam site. This would, of course, necessitate condemning the land under the Lake bed. And numerous extensive improvements to the roads in the area, as well as the construction of public recreation facilities, including a marina. Unlike the present use of the river, which is nothing but an ugly rocky roadbed for the water to pass through your community, this will create a large lake with ample facilities for power boating, water skiing, and other very expensive revenue-producing things for the people of the area. Now, I'd like to emphasize that this dam will be erected with 100% federal funds and will cost the people of this county absolutely nothing at all. As a matter of fact, a member of the Public Works Committee in the House told me last week that only the approval of City Council remains to be secured before we can begin this project. And frankly, that's one of the reasons that I'm here this week. I'm sure you're all aware of the damage that's been done by the flooding on the river in past years. Mr. Horvath here has submitted numerous claims for flood damage, and I'm sure we'll be very happy to see this controlled. Despite the fact that Mr. Horvath's land is about 90% under the proposed lake bed, and would mostly be paid for by the Corps of Engineers as part of the acquisition of land for this project. It's significant to the local economy, and I'm sure you would agree that the users of this lake, unlike the present 10,000 or so penniless canoeists that paddle down the stream every year, would increase to 40,000 or so expensive powerboat owners who would be spending a lot of their money in the area. Mr. Goodmore, would you care to explain some of the background that the chamber has?
The chamber feels that this project is very desirable, that it will increase the business, which, if I may say so, is rather skimpy at present, and that the members of the chamber feel that not only themselves, whole community will prosper if the dam is built, primarily because of the infusion of money from outside. The chamber wishes to go on record as favoring the project.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not real good at talking to meetings. I'm just a simple farmer, and I own a small farm that's not too far from this river. I'm sure probably be flooded by it. But I must say this whole idea distresses me terribly. I've got a brother who happens to have had a farm in the Lafarge area, and it was flooded over, or is planned to be flooded over. It was purchased away from him. And he was paid a very small amount for his farm. And this did not come about as any inequity to him on the part of the Army Corps of Engineers. They have a policy of paying for the land what is called the going rate for the land in that area. Well, that turns out to be very little, because most farms are bought by sons of the previous owners and are paid very little for it. The farmers don't ask their sons to pay very much for the land that is in fact partially theirs. They've worked on it since they were kids, after all. So what would be considered to be the going rate for a piece of land that would be eventually under the water would be very little indeed. Furthermore, the idea would bring a lot of people to the area, a lot of industry, and eventually, I would expect, a lot of the land which is now being farmed in the area, which would not be covered by the water, of the dam would not be suitable for farming because it would be extremely highly taxed when this area becomes more developed. I think that this spells the end of farming in the entire area if this dam is built. And I must say that since I feel that small farming is one of the important things that have made our country great, that I am unalterably opposed to this idea.
Maybe after this reservation, two of them are, and 100% of my land will be covered by the lake. But I'd like to remind you that the unemployment rate in this community is almost 25%. So those of us who have farms and own farms should consider ourselves singularly fortunate. There are a very large proportion of our community who do not have any paid employment at all. And with the introduction of a lake and something of a tourist industry, it would make it much more possible for others in the community who do not themselves own farms to in fact find gainful employment. And I would like to remind you that times change. And those of us who have enjoyed farming in the past may now have to find enjoyment in some other way of making our living for the benefit of all.
Yes?
I'm Wilda Waterway, and I represent the Wisconsin Inland Waterways Association. And we have representatives in over 40 Wisconsin communities. We are associated with the National Waterways Association. And I've prepared a few materials which I would like to show you this morning. We are interested in seeing the river preserved because it is a thing of beauty and it is part of our natural heritage. And we feel that the uses of the river are important and that they will be important for coming generations. Now, it seems to me that there are two reasons to feel that the river should be destroyed. One of them is flooding, and the other is jobs. First of all, about the flooding. I would like to make you aware of the fact that there are other communities in this country which have this problem. These are studies which I would be happy to share with any of you after this meeting is over. There are government subsidies which can be applied for under a unified plan under which areas can be reforested, ponds can be built, water can be contained. It's not necessary to build the high dam to stop the flooding problem. Now about the jobs, we also have studies which will indicate to you, here to look at them at the meeting, that this type of construction by the Army Corps of Engineers, while it does bring jobs for the time that the dam is being built, has the effect of bringing large numbers of laboring people into the area or employing people who are now in the area, and then when the dam is built, you will have a worse unemployment problem than you now have. Furthermore, the type of development which occurs around the type of large muddy lake which you're going to create, you will find highly undesirable. Now, the number of jobs that can be attracted to this area through industry and other recreational uses you will see added up in this column. The number of jobs that you can attract if you, excuse me. The number of jobs that you can attract if you build a dam, you will find in this column. And then you will see this 1 year, 2 years, 3 years again. The number of jobs that you can attract if you create an attractive community and bring in small industry, you will see in this column, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years hence. If you do nothing, you will find that you will have nothing. Yeah. Well, I would like to impress upon you that you have a valuable resource, and I hope you will study further, and I will be happy to confer with anyone who feels that there is more to be said about destroying a valuable natural resource for unemployment.
As a request of the chair of the
Chamber of Commerce, I would like to bring this meeting to a close with just a reminder to all of you that any rate or idea obviously should be looked at very carefully and involves a great deal of controversy. But remember, this is a great new idea. So with that kind of impartiality, let me close the meeting.
We know each other, so we have free form information. There's an already announcement from the Sterling City Chronicle summarizing some reactions. When you hear the music, you get, meantime, you're free to move on.
Valuable, sir. You think maybe how much of a break we got? You think we could get a drink somewhere and talk about
great.
This privately? There seems to be a newspaper reporter in our
with
midst.
The city council.
Private conversation in these conditions.
We could confer with the president of the Chamber of Commerce.
Have you been having some conferences with?
Our plan is to make a deal with the Army to get the surplus barge to convert into a stern-wheeled boat to set it up as a combination cocktail lounge restaurant on this lake to service the incoming tourists.
Well, that's some new information I wasn't aware of. This is my first term in the...
I want to know where I can get some dope.
You're a city council person. Oh, I think you hire a local dope dealer. Okay, I'll go away.
Nothing.
Quality of life to greatly diminish in any community that has this kind of development. So it's highly invisible, right? And do you feel, how do you feel about the influence of this type of business, say for instance, do you feel it has an impact on the educational system, on the children in the community?
Oh yes, the people who are brought in to build the dam will come in trailers with large numbers of children. You can expect to have to hire social workers, extra teachers, bring in temporary classrooms. You all have a great deal of social disruption as a result of the building crews.
Well, thank you very much for your comment.
I think it's essential that we get through to the council.
wonder if it would help if we invited him over for a little bit of an updating dinner at the local Holiday Inn.
That might be a good idea. Larry was just telling me about that. Is that on?
You're a school teacher?
Well, we just asked. That's how I got into this, politics here, and
I don't know that much about business, you see.
But we want
to. I mean, I'm put up new business.
This is my first year here in the state house.
Well, you've got to learn about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's why I'm
here. What good is all these flowers to the community? The community's poor, Those flowers don't mean anything economically.
Mr. and a bunch of flowers don't help.
What I like to know is what the Sierra Club recommends as the flood control, because it's obviously a need for flood control.
I'm over the flood. I'm
what is
the
recommendation?
Need to have it for flood control is a very much better, scientifically buoyant way of farming. See, because one of the reasons there's such a lot of floods is that they don't plow their fields correctly. The water washes down the hill. It's because they plow the wrong direction and they don't put oats in between the rows and so forth to hold the land. You see, there's a tremendous amount of soil being washed off because of improper farming.
Federal agency.
The only reason you have flooding is there's too much water.
Also, another thing that's happened is that people have cut down all their trees.
Several people have had difficulty finding you. Maybe it'd be good. Would you mind maybe staying up near the front so they can get to you? Because you're very.
You understand I have a pressing commitment.
As soon as these are handed out, you may once again circulate about freely.
Do you want to read it?
will read it out loud for the benefit of those who didn't get one. Charles Fidmore is firming up plans for a visit to the state capitol in Washington. Rumors are that the Chamber of Commerce has engaged a leading public relations firm in Madison to assist in its efforts to reach key legislators. The Sierra Club is planning a citywide emergency mobilization and has scheduled a meeting for today in the Sierra Club headquarters to discuss strategy among its rank and file membership. The Corps of Engineers has released a cost-benefit study, which it says rebuts all the claims raised by the critics. The benefits of the dam, according to the study, will substantially exceed the expected long-term and short-term costs. The State Natural Resources Board today asked the federal government to designate the Okmulgee River Valley either as a national scenic site or an ice age scientific area. It is a magnificent recreation area, said the board member Daniel Flaherty of La Crosse. Let's take the mistake of the Corps of Engineers and turn it into a blessing. So, that's the
reaction. Oh, really? Right.
Special committee, the title, the Everyone Wins Committee.
Right. Okay.
All you are now free to move around by any possible
right.
action.
Right.
That I'm free to move around.
Are you a reporter?
Yes.
Are you a reporter?
He's got the mayor's got a wonderful
idea. Will you explain that to me?
Have him do it.
Yeah, he's got this Everybody Wins idea.
Okay, I think the mayor's got a good proposal.
My proposal is that we have an Everybody Wins Committee that will figure out schemes so that everybody will convince that they're ahead no matter what happens.
You mean a compromise package in which we take some of the best features of all proposals and put them together? There's a true politician talking.
That's sort of like these modern religions do.
Would it be alternative strategies so if it goes one way you go with the map, and if it goes the other way you go with the map?
Each way has
there would no doubt be an excellent opportunity for tree planting along the south side.
And beautification in this district is something I'm all for, reporter.
You don't know if I'm really the FBI.
Yes, I do. I'm a congressman. Yes. I have conferred with the mayor, and I think possibly it would be a benefit to us if we did go and discuss
I think I'll go talk to the mayor.
What? I'm sorry. Did you say you were going to
You're going to join us. Beautiful. The mayor is one of our group.
Is the mayor?
I wondered if you mentioned that.
Well, you know some of the other city council members. Maybe you could tell them about our little meeting.
Yes, I will.
Could you do that? Of course, there'll be no expense to you. You understand?
Oh, that's my
problem. This is right here.
The problem is that I think perhaps our swing vote is a little pleasant now to make a move. Why don't we talk?
You know what I think?
What individuals?
I think that there's an opportunity for every single person in this community to benefit by the formation of the lake. Those that are out of jobs will get jobs. Those that own stores, several of which are failing, there's Schultz on the main street, which is almost being closed down. There's Sanders, the photographer in town. There's the other store on Main Street that is in danger of foreclosure. Each of those have been having a very bad time selling stuff because there's so many people out of work and there's so few visitors that there's almost nobody to sell to. Now, when we have more tourists in here,
because all the water has to flow through those wetlands before it gets into the river bottom.
You know, I wonder if
the cultural land is going to be destroyed.
Right.
Yes.
Are we attempting to actually get a decision at this point, or are we going to simply try to delay or install while we get more things? Yeah, are we going to install? Are we going to try to get
from doing anything.
There's no such thing as getting it permanently negative.
We have to get them to think of their alternative. If the main issue is employment, we've got to get them to figure out a better way to get employment than this dam, which isn't going to provide employment. It's just going to bring in a bunch of people from Chicago or somewhere.
What they really mean is provide money.
Well, that money will just be invested here and profits will be taken out.
Yeah, what about moral values? Moral values are in the community.
I do not notice the particular provision that they're making. Before the area is flooded, they're planning to embed freezing piles in 7 acres of the lower portion of this lake. There are plenty of small bodies of relatively rough ice in this part of the lake for the people who want the natural primitive type of sport like ice skating. What's being planned here is a new nationwide power ice boating regattas. And this is bound to bring in inbound year-round. I want you to be aware of all of the implications of this question.
How many ice boats do you see on Lake Monona in a season?
43.
How many spectators?
He knows.
What about the environmental impact of this increased energy consumption?
Not a good idea. After all, these are his constituents, and I can't help feeling. Who's going to be left to vote for him? I mean, he's going to drive the people out, and people who come in for this kind of development.
Have we ever asked the senator, have we ever gotten from the senator to listen to the caucus and ask him to do that? I mean, so we know something about
the
what is
it. Mandatory, of course.
That includes any shares of stock in any corporation. Now, I wonder who donated to his last campaign.
I would like to suggest that a very wide variety of local citizens. Have you realized the extent of the magnificent plans that are being made which will benefit everybody in this community? Why? There are two stores down on one on State Street and one on Main Street that are threatened with going into bankruptcy at the present time. And as you know, the photographer who also lives on Main Street.
Said that there was a movement afoot to convert the farms that were going to be submerged to watercress farming. And we felt that we could corner the market.
Yes. But we have to come out. Question.
This here, announcement from the Durham City Chamber of Commerce. This is going to be a new summary and commentary. We have some important reactions and announcements that have been mentioned in the Sterling City Chronicle over the past several days. And I'm going to hand out, this is the Sterling City Chronicle for the week of September the 5th. So would you all take a copy and I will, would you help me hand those out, please, Mr. Chamber of Commerce? I will simply read off the results of what's been going on. State Senator and State Representative are to visit the Sterling City to meet with the Chamber of Commerce. They're going to have an important meeting with the Chamber of Commerce and the State Senator and State Representative, and that will occur back in this Chamber of Commerce room. Mayor Verbose announced that the city planner would meet with Abraham Horvath to discuss the dam project. The future of this community, remarked the mayor, will turn in large part on the decisions we are about to make. Congressman Shrewd has agreed to meet with groups for and against the dam project. According to many, the congressman has it in his power to block the project if he wants to. Congressman Shrewd can be met right up here in front.
Congressman Arrow will be meeting soon with Philip Hardwood in hopes of obtaining clarification of the Forest Service position. There are rumors floating around, Arrow pointed out, that the Forest Service has struck some kind of bargain with the Corps of Engineers. If the Forest Service is being made a patsy by the big damn boys, the people of this district have a right to know about it. WIWA, Wisconsin Inland Waterways Association, disputes the conclusion of the Corps of Engineers' cost-benefit study, citing lack of any environmental impact statement in the study in support of its belief that the study essentially amounts to a self-serving document. It was intended to serve the Corps' own bureaucratic objectives, affirmed WIWA spokesman. So much for the news summary. There will now be a feature story by the reporter.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Helen LeBlanc, Channel 3 news program, bringing you the latest news from Sterling City. Quite a controversy is going on there. I've had a chance to speak to a couple of people in the community. Farmer Hardwick, who is one of the small farmers in the area, is quite disturbed over the controversy that's going on. He is about to organize a boycott in the community, and he is planning to get other small farmers in the area to boycott all of the businesses in the vicinity in the hopes of stopping this dam. Farmer Hardwick also happened to mention to me in passing, which seems I haven't had a chance to speak with Ron Holt yet, but I will during the day. But Farmer Hartwick mentioned to me that several years ago he had been approached by Farmer Hardwick, who is into the agri business, with an offer to buy his farm. We can understand readily why this would upset Farmer Hartwick. We know what happens in certain circumstances. People who have prior knowledge of these deals often will approach the small farmer and try to purchase their land at a low cost. And then when the Corps of Engineers moves in and reap huge profits at that liable thing. I will check this out. I also attended a meeting of the Chamber of Commerce this afternoon. Wadsworth Longfellow, head of the Tribal Council for the Indian, who have a reservation just about 20 miles from Sterling City.
They're not the only ones that have reservations for this project.
Came in to see me, and the Indians and the Tribal Council are quite concerned about this, so I went into the Chamber of Commerce to have a little talk with them about the Indian property, because some of their land will be flooded when this dam comes. If it comes. The response was not very positive. The feeling of council was that, first of all, the dam would cover the Indian burying grounds, and this was of very little importance. They had offered to move the dead Indians. It would be a very good thing for the Indians if they lost some of their land. With all of the tourists coming in, they could strip some of the trees and build more canoes. And form a also, the feeling was expressed that too many of the Indians on the reservation were going away to schools and universities, getting education and coming back home and just causing trouble in Sterling. However, Little Silver, who was the Indian trading post in Sterling Silver, was quite adamant, and it sounded to me as if she might be interested in getting an Indian coalition together to join Farmer Hardwick in his boycott, because she felt that the Indians were being cheated as usual, and that the attitude of the Chamber of Commerce was that the only good Indian was a dead Indian, and even the dead Indian wasn't very good. He was in the way of the dam. Thank you very much.
Before we break up once more for a more informal discussion and important negotiation, I would like to repeat that there will be some important meetings going around on around the room. The state senator and the state representative will be meeting with the Chamber of Commerce in the far back room. Mayor Verbolst will continue to be up here in front for anybody who wishes to discuss his concerns. Congressman Shrood will be up here in front, and Congressman Shrood is going to be meeting with groups for and against the project.
Excuse me, Professor, I'd just like to make clear that I have a very tight schedule, that I'm only able to be here for a few days because important local votes are coming up. So if you want me to attend your meeting, you be aware that I really have a tight schedule and I may not be able to stay for entire meetings and everybody's meetings, but I'll try to accommodate all of you as much as possible. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you, Congressman Shrood. Congressman Arrow will be meeting with Philip Hardwood, and I assume that this conversation is open, and that is the conversation will be going on. Anybody would like to hear it. Where are the two? Where are Congressman Arrow and Philip Hardwood?
I'm Mr. Hardwood, and I don't like to be put in the position to vote yes or no. I went to the university 40 years ago, and I learned about growing trees, and I know things have changed. I don't want to put my boss in a position of being criticized, and I hope that the people here understand that we don't want to say yes or no.
May I ask, Mr. Hardwood, that you are to be meeting with Congressman Arrow, is that correct? Where will the two of you be meeting? Are you going to meet back there?
Well, he said he wanted to meet. I thought maybe we wouldn't have to, since he knows where I don't stand.
Congressman Arrow is back there. And Congressman Arrow, do you want to say anything? Are you going to be meeting with Mr. Hardwood?
Well, I think that the meeting might take place if we see each other.
In any case, we'll be right there. Is that correct? And willing to talk.
Yes.
Is that right? Good. Thank you. And is WEWA going to be meeting any place in particular, or are simply circulating around?
I would like to lead a delegation to meet with Congressman Shrood. Anyone who would like to join me is more than welcome.
Thank you.
Chamber of Commerce type.
No. I find myself wrong to the opposite. Sierra Club, I've been there twice in my career. I should get the position.
Oh, you really should. You have a term of city council person
interview?
For you.
Yeah. I'm Walter Maverick.
Oh.
I tend to sort of listen to people and then make up my own mind.
Have you made up your mind on this issue yet?
No, I wait until everyone comes to me and then I just go my own way. This is what my mother taught me. Do what I think is right. Don't pay attention to what other people think or say. Do what you think is right.
Have you had any good offers made?
Offers? Financial or?
Well, that sort of thing, friendly offers.
No, I just resist all these offers. I just do what I think is right. And I haven't as yet decided what is right, but as soon as I do, I will let everybody know what is right.
By all means, let me know how to find that out.
I definitely will.
By the way, what you represent the newspaper?
Government work.
Government work. Well, whatever your point of view is, I'll do what is right.
Yes, thank you
very
much.
Therefore, we are launching a campaign against waste of federal money. Now, we feel that as a Republican representative of this district, you should be very excited about saving the taxpayers' money.
Well, Mrs. Green, you know I've been your representative for 20 years now. You know you can trust old Jonathan Shrew.
Well, I do hope that you will take
your
this into consideration.
Is always on the top of my mind.
I think we're going to be able to show the electorate that those who are behind this desk are not entirely
You'll have to come right now. I could stay and answer any questions, but you can't.
Excuse me. I want to introduce my assistant, George.
Shut him up.
And he's going to be able to answer any of your questions. I have to take one correction right now. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, wouldn't you like to hear some of the marvelous plans?
I'd like to hear about my uncle.
Who's my uncle? Your uncle who owns the store that sells souvenirs on Main Street. The store that is in dire straits right now and is probably going to close down within the next 6 months. No, Glottelstein.
I never got to talk to the Senator Shrewd, Congressman Shrewd. I mean, she had no time for anybody. Of course, the Indian sport is never considered important, so here I am out in the cold again. I'm the demonstration.
Helen Lukacs,
I don't think we
should.
Yes,
we don't. We don't speak.
Well, how very unfortunate.
You're on my own.
His loss. No, his loss not to have met and known such a beautiful lady.
Sure what the people want.
What can you do to state bureaucracy and sources seems to be throwing in some opposition right now?
The committee of administration, of which I'm ranking member, is having meetings with the governor, and we think that if the DNR does try to get too obstreperous on this particular issue, the governor has the ideal solution. He'll reorganize it.
McDonald's, Massage, Police, Hotel, Bar, and the SS Mercury.
That's right.
Tell any persons up front, please. City Council is about to meet under the leadership of the mayor. This is our time to hear a few additional statements from interested persons. The City Council is about to vote on whether or not to approve the dam project. We need a brief report from Helen Lipoff in there, in the case there have been recent developments.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Helen Lipoff, a few more developments have taken place in the stir of the city controversy. We have comments from several important people in the area. I understand, Professor Hugh Iltis of the University of Wisconsin has come out this dam by informing us that the wetlands in this area. Do I see Professor Iltis?
Yes, a little early, yes.
That's where it originated.
Yes, okay. Okay, this came out of the wiser. And
yes,
from
it's
the
not
Sierra.
Only the destruction of the wetlands, which we're concerned about, it's also
television.
you have got the wrong news report.
I have the wrong news report. My news report, let me read it, not then you correct me. The report I have is that the wetlands in that area are the only place in the entire world where the rare yellow-spotted dog-toothed violet is capable of surviving. And thus, to ensure that survival, we should do everything we can to preserve that wetland area.
Including having half the community starve.
Yes. From Farmer Hardwick, and I believe I left out something he wanted said. He mentioned the fact that Shuttlecock was not offering enough money for this farmland, and that therefore, if he were to sell this building, the dam, he would not have enough money from the government to buy equivalent land in another community. I made a statement in the last news broadcast that I believe that our large agribusiness farmer, Horvath, in the community, had tried at some time in the past to buy up Hartwood's farm. I checked that out with Farmer Horvath, who said that indeed that was true. He had offered to purchase the farm. She felt that she was Hartwick's farm adjoined hers, that she was doing him a favor. She felt that he simply could not make it on 60 acres of land, and she was going to do him a favor by purchasing his small 60 acres, and she had offered him what she considered fair price, but she could not remember what that price was. Paul Horvath, by the way, has for many years been a personal friend of Mayor Verbose and of Senator Shrew, and there is the possibility that she may have had prior notice of this dam existence. The question also came up as to what would happen to the I don't argue, but you know I'm an advocate with some of us small minority groups in the area. And so the Chicano migrant workers have a stake in this also. And so the question has come up as to what would happen to these people who have worked on this farmland which would be flooded. I spoke with Farmer Horvath, who people's feeling was that either they could move out of the area and find a home somewhere else, or else could move from Myrick Farm Work into some of the smaller tourist attractions and run hot dog stands and that sort of thing. So the Chicanos at the moment are planning on joining Little Silver and his boycott, and I think all of them are going to get together with Hardwick, and I think we're going to have a little problem in the community, people who are against this dam. Later in the next week.
Thank you. Now, we have a few moments for brief additional statements from the interested members of the public, and then we have to move on. The City Council has to decide whether to approve or reject the proposed project from the Army Corps of Engineers. Yes, please.
I'm a political cartoonist, and there's a political cartoon which I didn't have a chance to circulate, which is on the blackboard back there for the Sierra Club publication and the newspaper.
He has pictures of McDonald's, et cetera, et cetera. Rachel.
We don't want another Burley. It does seem to be, I'm Rachel Siegfried, but I'm in real estate. And it does seem to be that we've only had a one-sided picture so far. Obviously, the Chronicle is one-sided on its presentation of which side it's on. And it seems to me that the commercial interests have not been represented enough. And do we want to see this community half starving to death? We could turn Sterling Silver City into Gold City. Think of the increase in property value. Think of all the lake shore lots that could come in. Think of the traffic on Main Street. Little Silver expand her shop and become very prosperous and help the minority. She can hire Chicanos to help build those birch bark canoes.
Progress at last.
At last, yes.
As chairman of the Sierra Club, I wish to inform the City Council that the Sierra Club is proceeding with an injunction against the whole project because there has not been an adequate environmental impact study done on the effect of damming this river on the other communities, both above and below the dam, and not only that, but the quality of the lake which is being proposed would be a very poor quality. It would soon be filled with algae and all kinds of trash, and it would not be a good quality lake, and we would turn out to have a community that is worse than what we've got now. Therefore, the Sierra Club is going to have, is taking action in court tomorrow morning to get an injunction because there's not been an adequate environmental impact study done.
Great.
One more announcement, and then we have to go to our vote.
Thank you, sir. Appreciation to all of my loyal supporters for having elected me to the State Senate for 14 consecutive terms. I hope that I can continue to justify by properly supporting and looking after the interests of the commercial, the environmental, the agricultural,
where do you stand?
And the educational interests equally.
Where do you stand?
But I do have an announcement that I believe can shred some of this conflict, tear it to pieces perhaps, and bring us back once more into a united front so that we can move forward and onward. Before I bring that announcement from Washington, I do wish to put straight the one matter of the record that where conflicting charges have been going on. Wee has said that there has not been an environmental impact study made. I want to point out to you that in fact there has been a very comprehensive and thoroughly detailed study, and I have a copy of it right here.
Stamping
the announcement that I'm taking the time to bring you is that there has been an amendment introduced to the bill in Washington, and I think that it is going to satisfy at once all of our objections to this. There have been objections from the environmentalists, from the Sierra Club, and others, about the displacement of some of the natural habitat of some of the aboriginal inhabitants of the region, including the muskrats and the swallows, the water moccasins and the rest of them. And at the same time, we're concerned about unemployment and dislocation. And what we have done is at one bold stroke managed to solve all of these. The Sierra Club last count showed that in the particular stretch of 14.3 miles of the Okemoji River, which will be affected by this, their cliffs had...
I would like to announce that Congressman Shrew was unable to get here in the past, but I've gotten him back from his long trip to the South, and we'll be able to be with us all now.
Thank you.
I'd like to see my constituent.
Very important vote, yes.
In the stretch of river, there are 145,642 cliff swallows making their homes by that actual count. Now, they will be displaced, of course, if this region is flooded. But that, in turn, means we need new homes for cliff swallows. And here is where we can employ these people who are looking for work. In the surrounding communities, we can go to work and build homes for 135,642 cliff swallows. We can take care of the natural claims, the dislocation problems, the unemployment problems, all at once.
Thank you.
And I now thank you. This shows that this is not a lark. And it is not and with this coating, it becomes a pill we can all swallow.
Senator, you forgot to point out that the former cliff swallow dwellings will be available for displaced muskrats.
Amen.
All right, I've got one short statement to make. As all of you know, I'm a small farmer in the area, but perhaps many of you do not know that I happen to be running the local Boy Scout troop, and that we have in this particular area canoeing nationals every year from canoeists, Boy Scout canoeists from all over the United States, and they come to our particular area, and they're not going to have a place to go of comparable beauty if we put through this high dam. Thank you.
Well, there's only one group that wasn't able to make a presentation. It's the Silver City Society for Musical and Cultural Presentations. They feel that their point of view has been adequately represented. That's the group that we used to call the Old Song and Dance Bunch. And now it's time to get on to our vote.
Before you come to your vote, sir, I would just like to remind you that muskrats, larks, and swallows do not pay taxes. And every single human being in this community has to eat. And eating comes before appreciation of beauty, et cetera, et cetera.
Sir, thank you very much.
I must tell
the United Church women
have not been represented, and I feel that the United Church women are a much more strong group than any of the other groups. And one of the problems that we have here is that you plan
that
vote for those who approve or reject the Army Corps of Engineer project to construct a bridge to a constructed dam in the Sterling City area.
Need we be completely formal here? Before we vote, I have a study. You haven't heard much from me in the past, but I have been around. And I now, our study committee, which we have kept behind the scenes until now, including Congressman Frank Arrow here, and his staff have been working on this quite steadily, and we have an announcement to make on this.
Who do you represent?
I represent the city of Sterling City, and Congressman Frank Arrow represents his district in Washington. Now,
We think that we believe in representative government. We believe that we should vote according to the wishes of the citizens, of course. But you've chosen us as your professional guides in government. And we will follow your wishes. But before we do, we think that you ought to have our advice as professionals. Well, we've come to the conclusion that in all this talk about prosperity and opportunity, about beauty, it's time to think about the hard side. There is an enemy. It's floods, folks. Flood protection from the enemies of the Okemoji Valley, the agricultural heart of Wisconsin, has long been a major concern for us in government in these parts. And really, a flood is a terrible thing. This mighty valley, swept from side to side by water every spring, could be the most productive farmland in the state if only we had control over the water. But there's always the floods. Well, this dam is supposed to protect us from floods, folks. It's a mighty dam, 180 feet high, 200 feet thick, 1.9 miles long, holding back several acres of water. In fact, 2.3 million acre feet. That's just great. Now, Carl Armstrong with his truck full of fertilizer, or any of those people, couldn't do a thing to this dam. But haven't you heard of the Indians' opposition to this dam? Suppose an earthquake destroyed this, but suppose. Aren't you aware that India has the atom bomb? The Indians could blast this dam that threatens to flood their ancient homeland, causing a 180-foot-high wall of water to plunge down on Sterling City. This is a dam of Damocles. You're giving, we refuse. And I refuse, as a member of the city council, to give the Indians an opportunity to plant a hatchet, an atomic hatchet, in the heart of the state.
I have been asked to sit in for Mayor Verbose. I am the adjunct mayor. And I'm wondering whether our time will permit a continuation of lengthy statements from members of the city council, my distinguished colleagues on the council. May I have a vote of vote from the audience? Would you like an immediate vote so that we can all adjourn, or do you feel that there ought to be more discussion? Would you want to hear the distinguished representative?
I think it would be helpful to have a 1-minute summary from each of the people sitting on the city council in order to understand the thinking that goes into the vote.
Each person should. Make a 1-minute statement, and then we will move immediately to a vote.
Would you like to start answering right with this?
No, I think we ought to continue right now. Please.
I think we ought to put the vote off for 5 years.
I think this meeting was called for the purpose of voting on the issue, and we will intend to vote on the issue. And we will have a 1-minute statement from each member of the council.
I move to table.
All right, there's been a motion.
This is not the mayor. I think we should trust the democratic process. They're duly elected representatives. They've been very thoughtful on this issue, and they obviously are ready to cast their votes.
We're not ready.
I thought I had you in the bag, George.
There will be a 1-minute statement, please, and the sergeant-at-arms will evict anybody who continues to disrupt this meeting.
Well, for the out-of-towners in this room, my name is Iago Maverick, and I'm known as an independent around here, and I can assure you I really am independent. As a matter of fact, my mother told me many years ago, Iago, do what you think is right. Don't listen to anyone, just make up your own mind. For example, when I went to grade school, they wanted me in the orchestra, And one guy wanted me to play a trumpet, another fellow wanted me to play the viola. I decided to play the bull fiddle, and I've been pleased with that ever since. And this is my attitude. There are a lot of things going on here that I don't like. For example, there are the moneyed interests. They're just interested in making money for themselves. Then on the other hand, that Sierra Club with those pretty flowers and the violets. And you know what? Men are interested in violets and stuff like that. We don't want that type of thing. So I'm waiting to hear various points of view, and I will take my own individual position.
I don't think that they would have anything to do with it if they were here to represent us. We don't have any representatives of them.
But you have seen to that very effectively.
Well, I don't think it's right to pick them up and move them again and have their land flooded with water.
Indians and Native Americans make up precisely 2% of the total population of Stokes. Are we going to base our vote on 2% or on the other 98%?
Are you adding in the polls?
There's one thing to remember about the Indians. Remember their past history. They were all something.
They may be only 2% of the city, but they're 100% of the reservation.
True.
And they make up 74% of the number of people who will be affected by the dam.
Right. Another thing is, how many of the people you're talking about having half the people starving, how many of the people have actually starved in this community within the last 10, 15 years?
We have one more statement.
Well, I have talked to many of the interests in this city. Actually, I've heard a lot of discussion in the newspaper and public statements from environmentalists and people who are against the dam for one reason or another, but none of those people have approached me personally, not one. And I just don't see that they are being realistic about how this city is run. I have been approached by business people and by educators. And
if you didn't stay in the city council hall all the time, people would approach you.
And I have really talked to many of our leading citizens in this town, and it seems to me that they are in favor of a dam which will bring industry and commerce and a lot of prosperity to our fair city. And those people are responsible people. They have been the leaders in this city for many years. And I would like to support what I think they have thoughtfully concluded will be a good result for this city. And Mr. Mayor, I'm with you all the way.
Yes. Thank you. We have now had a statement from the members of the City Council. The mayor at the moment is going to reserve his opinion on this matter. He's been thinking about it very hard, and he knows that there are responsible and distinguished citizens on both sides of the issue. And since he is a progressive and dynamic independent, a progressive conservative, which has been my stance all this many years since I've been serving, I find it very difficult to decide what the best thing to do. So I will be casting a vote on this issue, but I want you all to know that there are some of my best friends, some of my oldest and most esteemed colleagues in this community that take a different position, and I respect them for their different position.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to say one thing. Concerning this project, I received a telegram from Washington this morning informing me that by virtue of a joint effort of the BIA and the Corps of Engineers, there has been a new reservation site picked out for the tribe of the Mulgee Indians.
Make a move again.
Well, now, this is a pretty choice piece of land right smack in the middle of Nevada. It used to be the white I'm sure they'll be very happy there. And I would like to remind the members of the council again that not one penny of this $25 million estimated cost of the project will be generated out of special taxes against the people of Sterling City and of Mulgee County.
Mr. Shuttlecock, it's always a pleasure to have you among us. Your visits to this community represent one of the highlights of our year, and your insightful and valuable contributions to this community have always been a great source of personal and indeed community pleasure. We are now,
Are you allowing
No, we. I'm sorry that this meeting has gone on so long. It is now time to move for a vote.
How did Mr. Shuttlecock get?
Equal time. Equal time, right.
He said some things that I think are rather untrue that should be repeated.
What do my distinguished colleagues on the council think should be done at this point?
We've had quite a bit of discussion on this matter already. I think there's been
plenty
of time.
I think we have more discussion.
Equal time.
I'd like to hear the
play musical instruments. And
Mayor, I am due back in Washington very shortly. And I must say that for our committee to act, we really must have the vote from this council. Perhaps without any more delay, I could be able to feel the pulse of Silver City and report back to my colleagues to do what you all want done in
Sterling
Washington.
City.
Not
Sterling City. I lived here for all. Are we ready to vote on the issue? Are the members of the council ready to vote on the issue?
Yeah.
Yes.
Red Light City.
All right. There are two issues at stake here. Number one is the proposal to endorse the building of the high dam on the Okemogee. All of those in favor of this proposal on the council, please signify by raising their right hand. Okay?